Welcome to Jaguars Postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by Everbank. Jaguars Postgame starts right now.
From the HannityAutos.com studio at Everbank Field, this is Jaguars postgame after the Philadelphia Eagles score 34 unanswered points, 34-17 win over the Jaguars at Lincoln Financial Field. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Dempsey, and we go to the phone line down south in Western Florida and welcome in pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. Good afternoon, Fred.
J.P., what's going on, man? Oh. Mike, what's up, boss?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, soaking.
Yeah, I tell you what, tail of two halves, 17-0 at halftime. Things are going well, and then the offense sputtered. The Eagles took advantage.
Yeah, you know, they tell you 60 minutes of ball, man. If it were 30 minutes, we all, you know, be happy right now, maybe going to the fridge for a nice cold one. But that's not the case, so we got to take it how it came and talk about it.
You know, Fred, there were some signs in the first half, even though we're up 17-0. JP and I kind of marveled at the half. They had not converted the third down. Scobie had missed two out of three field goals. One, obviously, was blocked. And they had run for less than 35 yards in the half. Obviously, the defense was opportunistic. The turnover margin was well in their favor. But outside of that, there were some signs, and that inefficiency on third down continued throughout the entire game.
Yeah, you got to be able to sustain drives, and the only way that you could do that is third downs, or else you'll have to make big plays as we saw to Hearns earlier in the game. And those signs were there. They were clear. Philly went in and they buckled down. They got in some pretty good calls, and they were able to change things around in the second half. And as you noted those signs in the first half, I mean, we couldn't move the ball. We couldn't do anything in the second half offensively. I think there was a stat where we had 8 plays, 7 yards to begin with. And you're not going to win any ball games that way.
Fred Taylor is with us. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Dempsey. This is Jaguars postgame. We'll have the first word with head coach Gus Bradley as well. Jeff Loggeman is standing by outside of the Jags locker room in Philly. Let's go there now. Jeff Loggeman has the first word with the head coach. Jeff?
All right. Thank you, J.P. Gus, certainly a challenging game and really the tale of two halves in the first half. Your defense able to get three takeaways that led to some points and certainly a strong lead at the halftime, but the second half was very different.
Well, I think you see it. You know, we talked to the team. Little things, allow big things to happen. In the first half, we did a lot of good little things right, and we had some big plays. In the second half, that fortune went to their side. So we just, you know, we've got the guys. I think we just got to continue to learn how to finish.
Offensively, I think it was kind of late into the third quarter before you guys were able to convert a third down. That certainly would go a long way towards putting more points on the board.
Sure. You know, it's always an objective. You got to get those third down wins. And it's one of our sweet six. You know, we make an emphasis on it. And, you know, when you have an opportunity, you got to capture it.
The fourth and short, about a foot to go. Bold call. Talk us through that and your decision-making.
Well, you know, I think we talked about the situations before the game and knew that, you know, in the second half, we felt like we had to try to gain a possession. And right then, we felt like, you know, it was a good play call, and we just need to execute. And, you know, we had a chance. And we're always going to be bold. We're going to be aggressive, and that was when we decided to do it.
All right, injuries to speak of. Toby Gerhart left the game, came back. Poslesny left the game, came back. Cyprian didn't look good. Looked like he was out cold on the field. How was he?
I talked to him a little bit at halftime. I mean, he was up and walking around, so we'll do further tests and see how he comes out.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thank you.
The Jaguars locker room in Philadelphia. We'll take a timeout on Jaguars postgame. Fred Taylor will be back with us from Western Florida. Final score 34-17. The Eagles, a week one winner over the Jaguars. We'll have Jeff Loggeman in the Jaguars locker room after this on Jaguars Radio.
We all have a path in life. Some walk a fairway of perfectly groomed Bermuda grass. Others prefer 400 meters of running track. Or a locker room tunnel leading to 60,000 screaming fans. Wherever your path takes you, we'll keep you on it. We're Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, exclusive sports medicine provider of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Our top-ranked physicians and rehab professionals are the team behind the team. Find out more at joionline.net, affiliated with Baptist Health.
I'm Michaela Bradley, wife of Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley. My husband is always prepared with a game day plan, and so am I. As a busy mom, I'm always looking for easy ways to save time. Publix helps me tackle everything from pregame prep to postgame cleanup with prices that are never out of bounds.
This week at Publix, assorted Febreze Air FX and Set and Refresh items are on sale, 2 for $5.
Available at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Hi folks, Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's Barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's Barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's Barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's. And remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking your business first thing in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Insurance Office of America today, 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
Jaguars postgame continues, 34-17 final. The Eagles over the Jaguars. At Geico, you have a choice of ways you could save on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online at geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Let's go back to Philadelphia. Jeff Lagerman has Chris Clemens. Jeff?
All right, thank you, J.P. Chris, certainly a challenge. You knew you guys were going to be facing an up-tempo offense, but defensively you guys were able to make some big plays that resulted in points for your team in the first half.
Yeah, you know, we just came out with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. You know, that's the way we play the game. And, you know, we see a lot of great things from this team. And, you know, fortunately, we weren't able to keep that same energy throughout the second half. So we know what we got to do now. We got to go ahead and finish. We got to play for a whole 60 minutes.
What was different first half to second half? Was it the amount of plays, or was it just learning how to play a regular season game and understanding that's what it takes?
Well, I don't think that was it. You know, they made a couple of big plays and got momentum going, and you know, and that's the way the game is played. You know, a lot of teams on offense play a lot of games, and they try to find momentum throughout the game, and they were able to find the momentum in the second half, and they came out and scored points.
Being a veteran guy on this team, you know, it's only one game. What do you say to overall a young team as a veteran?
I mean, you know, we go back and watch the film, and you know, we look at the things that we did great, learn from those, learn from the mistakes, and come out next week and we got to finish. I mean, we know we can be a really good team, and that's what we're looking forward to, is changing this division and being one of those teams that's able to compete each and every Sunday.
All right, thank you, Chris.
No problem, thank you.
Jeff, thank you very much. From the Jaguars locker room, Chris Clemens. Fred Taylor on the phone line with us from Western Florida. Your reaction to the comments from Chris Clemens there?
You know, Chris is a veteran. Obviously, he's played well in his career, and the guys are going to buy into, you know, his beliefs and his thoughts. You know, there, as we all noticed in the first half, they came out defensively, high energy, very enthused, 4 sacks, two fumble recoveries, interception early, but he also mentioned you have to finish. You have to play for 60 minutes. And as we noticed throughout the game, offensively we lost momentum. Defensively we lost momentum. And everything shifted in the direction of the Eagles. So, you know, I like Chris's comments. The good thing is they could say it's one game. They go back to the drawing boards, look at all of the positives. You know, look at the negatives, not weigh heavy on them yet. Try and make those corrections. Get the young guys more and more involved. And, you know, going forward, we're going to just have to finish those ball games.
Fred Taylor on the phone line with us. Let's go back to Philadelphia now. Jeff Lagerman in the locker room with Zane Beatles. Jeff.
All right. Thank you, JP. And another veteran here, Zane Beatles. And Zane, offensively, you guys were able to capitalize on some defensive plays that you guys made. I'm sure you would have liked to have had more opportunities as an offense creating your own.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you get those opportunities that the defense creates, you got to take advantage of those opportunities. You know, maybe we would have liked one more touchdown in those instances, you know, got the one field goal and then missed the one field goal. But definitely got to sustain some drives and put together some drives on our own.
This game, going into this game, you with 62 career starts, the rest of the offensive linemen had 14 at the positions that they played at. Was there any concern prior to this game about maybe a Bill Davis defense bringing a lot of pressure?
You know, there's no concern. We've been working hard and we've been getting better together. Obviously, there's going to be some bumps and bruises, but we're not using anything as a crutch right now. You know, we need to go out and play at the highest level that we can play at, and that's the bottom line.
Really, you guys are so young on offense, a work in progress. How do you to make sure that that message is staying true to everybody on the offense?
You know, it's a game like this where we're up in the first half and then we score 0 points in the second half. You got to fix those mistakes that caused that. We got to come back next week and you know, go back to work. That's all you can do. You know, this one's going to sting for a week, and the best thing is to come out and put a good performance out on the field next week.
Thank you, Zane.
Yep.
Thank you, Jeff, from Philadelphia in the Jaguars locker room. It's time to choose an MVP of this game. I tell you what, for me, it's fairly obvious on the offensive side. Alan Hurns had the day today, over 100 yards receiving. Mike, what do you think?
No, I don't think there's any question. It was Alan Hurns. I mean, the first two catches in the National Football League went for touchdowns and, you know, had an opportunity to maybe catch one more a little bit later on down the sideline. Could have added to those numbers, could have been a big play, but really – what much more could you have asked for out of Alan Hurns as an undrafted rookie to come in and make the debut he did, over 100 yards, those four grabs, those two scores? Fred, JP and I are in agreement. Do you want to make it unanimous, or you got another guy?
Hey, without a doubt, it was Al Hurns. He stepped up, played big. He's on a high and living a dream right now, man. Coming off the most impressive catch was backed up right there, coming off the goal line, and to be able to execute that big play, you know, it just says a lot about his confidence and experience in the offense. So Al definitely deserves it today.
And Alan Hurns is the MVP of the game. Four catches, 110 yards, two touchdowns as well. Bueller Swiss Watch Company is proud to be the official watch of the Jags. Bueller Swiss Watches are available at Allen's Jewelers in Jacksonville, Park Jewelers in Lake Mary, Tallahassee Diamond Center in Tallahassee, Cranford Jewelry in Moultrie, Georgia, and Hope Jewelers in Jacksonville. We'll have more with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey coming up, the Bud Light play of the game, and more after this. The final score in Philly, Eagles 34, Jaguars 17, on the Jaguars Radio Network.
This is Tony Vaselli. I can tell you firsthand how important that home field advantage is at Everbank.
Jags fans, it's time to come protect the bank when your Jacksonville Jaguars face Andrew Luck and division rival Indianapolis Colts on September 21st at 1 p.m. Be at Everbank Field and witness what everyone's been talking about with the world's largest video boards and the NFL's best game day experience. Get your tickets today by visiting jaguars.com/tickets or calling 904-633-2000.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting, Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org.
The kick is up. It's good!
You could score a free Firehouse sub with the Jags Field Goals for Firehouse. Just make sure you register at jaguars.com/firehousesubs, and if the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more, we'll send you a coupon for a free medium Firehouse sub with purchase of chips and a medium drink. Visit jaguars.com/firehousesubs for complete details. It's Field Goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been tastier. Firehouse subs. One bite, one taste. You're hooked.
Hey, Jags fans, put that cash back in your wallet and break out the Jaguars Visa debit card instead. Available exclusively through Everbank, you can score one by visiting a local financial center or at everbank.com/JagsCard. This card yields to no one and is yours free when you open an Everbank Yield Pledge checking account featuring powerful mobile banking apps and unlimited U.S. ATM reimbursements when you maintain a minimum average balance. So claim your Jags card at a local Everbank financial center near you or by visiting everbank.com/JagsCard. Federal Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Jaguars postgame continues. Final score from Philadelphia, 34-17. The Eagles scored 34 unanswered points in the second half after the Jags led 17-0 at halftime. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Dempsey. Fred Taylor on the phone line from Weston, Florida. It is time now, Fred, for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game. You ready, Fred?
Let's do this, man.
Okay, so start out with number one. If Cyprian's down for a while, we're not sure how long he'll be down, how bad will he be missed by this defense?
You know, it hurt us there late in the game. Przinski there, two safeties in after Sip went out, obviously, but there was some miscommunication and a big blown coverage that led to a 68-yard touchdown. So if he's out pretty long, it could haunt us, I think.
Fred, on the ground, Jags 25 carries, average about 2.6 yards a pop, less than 60 total yards. What can be done to get this running game going?
Third down. Converting on third downs, in the books, it doesn't show a whole lot, but converting on third downs gives you more opportunity to call those runs on first and second down. It's not that the guys aren't doing well up front. We just need more opportunities, I think.
We'll finish with this one. The Washington Redskins will host the Jags next week. What's the most pressing improvement this team needs to make from this week to next?
Finish. The theme of the game was just finishing. They played a good game, offensively and defensively. If we finish as well as convert on some of those third downs, I think we have an opportunity up in Washington.
Those are the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions and Answers of the Game from Fred Taylor.
Fred, you talk about finishing in this game, and you heard Chris Clemens talk about the same thing. Five sacks in the first half was a franchise record. They don't have any sacks in the second half. Clearly, the defense wearing down as the second half went along, and I think that played into Gus Bradley's decision to go for it on fourth down in their own territory. What did you think of the call at the time it was made?
You know, at the time the call was made, I'm looking at the game, the momentum shift, offensively and defensively. If we had punted the ball, they had gotten it. The defense was pretty much almost non-existent there in the second half. So I don't know if we would have had an opportunity to stop them. So I agree with the call. You have to try and, you know, create a spark for the team. Obviously, it was just a bit of a high throw, and we couldn't execute. So I think if we finish right there, execute that, then we give ourselves a chance. But as you mentioned, five sacks in the first half and no sacks in the second. When Philly lost those two offensive linemen early, I just knew blood was in the water. And we were going to unleash the Sharks. And we were in this game with about 10 sacks. Obviously, it didn't happen that way. Yet, we just have to go back, look at everything we did positive, look at everything that happened negatively, look at the mental errors, tighten that up, and get ready for Washington.
Fred Taylor on the phone line with us from Weston, Florida. This run game today, 25 carries as a team, 64 yards on the ground total. Gerhardt had 42 of those. But, you know, he didn't look like the same guy after he came out after the horse collar tackle. The guys in the broadcast were saying that a lot, Lagerman and Baselli. He didn't look like he had the same kind of drive after that. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think he lost a little bit of burst there after sustaining that ankle injury. But, yeah, he still was downhill. He ran hard. You saw there he had some 4 yards, 3 yards, very tough running still, just that the burst he lacked. And I think the guys that are out there behind him, you know, they should get out there as a group and try and pick it up and pick up the run game. So I expect them to try and just be a little bit more consistent in the run game calls next week, and hopefully we'll see different outcomes.
Fred, one thing that's plagued Chad Henne throughout his career is batted balls at the line of scrimmage, and we saw that frequently today. I mean, at this point, you think that he is who he is as a quarterback, but what can be done to improve a quarterback in that area?
You know, I think the first thing there, Mike, is just going back to the early batted ball, his third down. Todman has to give him a chance by cutting the defensive end. You know, a lot of times the quarterbacks get, you know, a lot of it goes against their stats, but yet we as running backs, we have to get those defensive ends down on those three-step drops so they can get their hand down, because if that doesn't happen, the quarterback is going to pump fake, hesitate, hold the ball, end up in a sack fumble or some sort of ugly stat for the offense. So I don't want to give all of that unnecessary credit to Chad, you know, but he's done it throughout his career, so he has to find a way to just get the ball out.
The new SEC Network is now available on Xfinity from Comcast. Get access to 45 live SEC football games you won't see anywhere else. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. All programming subject to availability. Restrictions apply. When we come back on Jaguars postgame, the highlights. Some good and bad for the Jags today, including the Bud Light play of the game. We'll have a final Everbank stats check as well. More with Fred Taylor coming up also. 34-17 final. Eagles over the Jaguars on Jaguars Radio.
No one in Northeast Florida can even come close to the service team at CompuFax. Hi, it's Brian Sexton, and no matter what brand of printer you have in your office, the professionals at CompuFax are the team to support the printer fleet in your business. Check out their full-service website at CompuFax.com, and you'll see how their certified team can handle both service and supplies for any brand of printer in your office. CompuFax has always been the only business equipment supplier to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Add them to your team and watch your business win.
Listen up, kids. This is Coach Gus Bradley of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Daly's Shell Stores are looking for you.
Coach, they're kids, so maybe go a little softer.
Oh, okay.
Daly's wants kids to have what it takes to sprint onto the field after kickoff and bring back the kickoff tee, as well as stand next to the players during the coin toss and even enjoy 4 pregame passes, club seats, and other really awesome prizes.
How was that?
Better.
Enter your kid this week at your local Daly's Shell Store or online at daly'skickoffkid.com.
Whoa, Sarah, let's go on that roller coaster.
I don't know, Luke. It looks really scary.
Come on, I double dare you.
Make it a jalapeno double dare, and I'm in.
Deal.
Thrill seekers, rejoice. Pepper your taste buds with the zesty McDonald's jalapeno double burger for just $2. Two 100% beef patties, white cheddar cheese, and 2 kinds of jalapeno peppers. Don't forget to add on an icy cold Dr. Pepper. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Here's a riddle for you. What do you need to stay alive, but if you gave it away, you'd still be alive? Time's up. It's your blood. The Blood Alliance wants to remind you that now's the time to prepare for the unpredictable. They need life-saving heroes to go to igiveblood.com today. Find a location and make a donation. 1 pint takes 1 hour, and it can save up to 3 lives. Riddle solved. Go to igiveblood.com and be someone's hero today. Flying out of Jacksonville International Airport? On-airport parking will cut the stress out of your travel experience. Their garage facility provides passengers with covered parking and a short walk to the terminal. Economy parking is only $5 per day with free shuttle service to and from the airport. To learn more about parking options, visit flyjax.com.
It only takes a drop of water to cause someone to slip and fall. But it takes a lot more to prove that your injuries were the result of negligence. The store said the floor was dry. Our investigators learned that on the day of the accident, it had been raining.
So the next time it rained, we went back. And guess what? Rainwater was dripping from the ceiling, exactly where our client was injured. When you're in for the fight of your life, investigators with 30 years of experience is a good thing. Farrah and Farrah, Jacksonville.
Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beard Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. Final score from Lincoln Financial Field in Philly, the Eagles 34, the Jaguars 17. Let's get into the highlights from today's game. All Jags in the first half. Jags offense, though, started 3-and-out, punted away. 6 plays into the first Philly drive for this heralded offense, the Jaguars pass rush came to play. Chris Clemons with a forced fumble.
Straight drive for Foles, looking to the left, pump fake. Now he's going to hit. Ball comes out. The ball comes out and it's on the ground. Who's got it? The Jaguars, I think, are trying to pick it up. I think they've got it. I think the Jaguars have recovered it. Ryan Davis is on top of it, and it's Jacksonville football inside the 45-yard line of Philadelphia.
Jaguars set up in Philly territory. 4 plays later, Henny to the rookie Allen Hurns for a for a 34-yard touchdown.
Again, under center is Eddie. Play fake this time. Looking down the field, fires it deep. He's got Allen Hurns open. Allen Hurns! Touchdown, Jacksonville. How do you like that? The rookie has scored, and the Jags strike first.
7-0, ensuing drive for Philly. The pass rush does it again. This time, Andre Branch from the backside.
McCoy leaves the backfield early. Bold looks to his left. He's got time this time. Now he runs out of it, and he's going to hit the back. Oh, that ball's out again. That ball is out again. Let's see who got on it this time. The Jaguars say they have it. Let's see. It was knocked out from behind, and Jacksonville has it again. Andre Branch knocked it out of there. Ziggy Hood recovered it, and another takeaway for Jacksonville.
Two straight takeaways for the Jags. This set up another touchdown. Henny to Hurns again, 21 yards away. Made it 14-0.
Double tight end to the left. Pistol formation. Gerhardt the running back. Straight drop. Fires a little slant. That's caught. Who else? Allen Hurns inside the five-yard line. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Henny to Hurns again. And the Jags lead by two touchdowns.
14-0. Three drives into this game. The Jaguars pass rush continued to play well. Clemens had a pressure on third down next drive. Jags would go three and out for Philly. Scobie hit a 49-yard field goal on a drive that started at their own one-yard line. 47-yard pass to Hurns in there, got him away from their own goal line. Scobie hit a 49-yarder, 17-0, but then missed from 50. A 36-yard field goal was blocked. Allen Ball had an interception to turn Philly away in the end zone. So it was 17-0 at halftime. It was all Eagles in the second half. They really set the tone on their opening drive. 10 plays, 80 yards. They went for it on fourth and one near midfield. Darren Sproles, a new addition for the Eagles this year, made the Jags pay.
They're going to go for it now. Fourth and a yard from the Jaguar 49-yard line. They're trying to snap it quickly. They do snap it quickly. They get the Sproles. He's got first down and more. And in the Jaguar secondary, he is wide open. Sproles, Darren Sproles is going to get a touchdown on fourth and a yard. He's going to go 49 yards. Going to be a touchdown for the Eagles.
17-7 the score. The Jags go three and out. Long punt return by Sproles, 22 yards, set up the Eagles in really nice position. Foles finally gets something going on the Eagles side of things. Finds Ertz, 25 yards and a touchdown.
Foles, snap count, straight drop. Looking, fires to the middle of the field. He's got his tight end out there. Ertz has the catch. That's going to be a touchdown for the Eagles. He lobbed it into the middle of the field. Touchdown, Philadelphia from 25 yards out.
Meanwhile, the Jaguars offense, three and out, three and out, three and out to start the half. They go seven plays, get something going. Their first third down conversion of the game, but then have to punt away. Parkey hit a 51-yard field goal for the Eagles, tied the score 17-all. The Jags had another drive about eight plays and had to punt again. Then it was Foles to a wide-open Macklin. He goes 68 yards, and he beats a blown coverage.
Play fake by Foles, rolling right. Oh, he's got a man wide open down the field. Jeremy Macklin is behind everybody. It's going to be a very easy touchdown for Philadelphia. 68 yards, a blown coverage in the Jaguars secondary, and the Eagles have taken the lead.
Blown coverage is right, and you can see the look.
Yep, blown coverage, 68-yard touchdown, 24-17. So the Jags down seven. It's fourth down. They're in their own territory. Gus Bradley decides to roll the dice and go for it. Unable to get the pass to Mercedes Lewis.
The move, Gus Bradley said, let's leave the offense on the field.
Gus Bradley, the punt team was running out there, and he just starts yelling at him, get off the field. This is literally fourth and about a foot.
Yeah, about a foot is right, Jeff. Fourth and a foot. 6:17 to play. The clock turns. You're down by seven. Why not?
They have not converted a third and one yet, this being fourth and one.
Fourth and a yard, like you said, about a foot to make. Todman, the running back. Henny under center is in a quarterback sneak situation. Play fake instead. They throw it out of the backfield to Mercedes Lewis. He can't come down with it. He had Mercedes Lewis. It was a good play call. Chad threw it too high. Mercedes couldn't make the catch.
And the Jaguars fail on fourth down, sets up a field goal for Parkey from 27, made it a two-score game, 27-17. And then the Jags on offense again, a sack, a fumble return by Fletcher Cox, 17 yards for the game-ending score.
Straight drop. He is hit, the ball knocked out. That ball is out. He's going to be picked up by the Eagles. And it is going to be a touchdown for Philadelphia. Fletcher Cox picked it up after it was knocked out of Chad Henning's hands.
34-17 final, the Bud Light play of the game, the Allen Hurns touchdown. the first of two touchdowns, 34 yards away into the four-play drive, made it 7-0. That's the Bud Light play of the game. Brought to you by Bud Light. Sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Come protect the bank September 21st. The Jags and the Colts at 1 o'clock. You got to be here for the home opener and the best game day experience in the NFL with the world's largest video boards. Tickets going fast. Get yours today at Jaguars.com. When we return, the Everbank Stats Check. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey after these words. 34-17 Eagles over the Jags on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
360 Access is your source for VIP experiences, fan travel, and game day hospitality for college and professional sports nationwide. So as you ponder the college football and pro games you're planning to attend, there's only one option for you to consider. 360 Access. You don't want to mess around when it comes to game time. The 360 Access team of experts are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure you have the best experience at the biggest games of the year. Visit 360access.com.
The Jaguars proudly call Everbank Field home, and now it's your turn to call Everbank home for all your mortgage needs. If it's competitive rates, maximum cash flow, or possibly even a jumbo loan you're after, Everbank has the answer. From their winning lineup of home loan solutions to their dedicated team of experts, it's time you put this hometown financial leader to work for you. To make your move to Everbank today, connect with their mortgage experts locally or online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Everbank is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC and MLS 399805.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler. Check. Chips. Check. Hot dogs. Check. Jaguars hoodie. Check. Insurance. Check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Call Insurance Office of America today. 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
This portion of Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, and by Everbank. Jaguars postgame continues right now.
34-17 Eagles over the Jags at Lincoln Financial Field. This is Jaguars postgame. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Dempsey. And Fred Taylor joining us on the phone line from Weston, Florida this afternoon. Republic Services is the undisputed leader in recycling in Northeast Florida, the official waste provider of the Jags. They've been proudly serving the residents and businesses of Northeast Florida for over 30 years. Call Republic Services for all of your waste and recycling solutions, and they will take it from here. Now time for an Everbank final stats check, Mike. And, the big stat that stands out, guys, is certainly the third downs today. It was...
Yep.
Awful in the first half. Didn't get much better in the second half. It took them, four possessions into the second half to get their first third down conversion, and that's just not going to work, Fred.
You know what, JP, even though those third downs were big, and no doubt about it, it's not going to work, I think you go back to two big plays that happened on fourth down, the Darren Sproles run, fourth and one, going back to that play, just playing it in my head. It was miscommunications by the safeties on that play. Had they not miscommunicated, we possibly could have stopped them for a shorter gain and maybe even played better defense and maybe just had given up a field goal at the worst. And the other fourth down was the fourth down deep in our territory where we went for it, and it was a little overthrow by Henny and a drop by a Mercedes. So those fourth downs were just as vital as the third downs throughout the game.
Yeah, Jags 2 of 14 on third downs, 0 for 1 on fourth, and, of course, that one fourth down conversion for the Eagles. Total first downs today, Eagles had 24, Jags with 18. Total offensive plays, Eagles with 82 plays in this game for 420 yards. Jags with 71 plays, 306 yards. Almost even in the passing yardage today. The rushing yardage, 145 to 64, Eagles win that department too. So, you know, the run game was not there for the Jaguars. It was pretty evident today. Early in this game, though, the Jags had short fields, took advantage of that on the scoring drives and got that done early.
Field position changed. It changed a whole lot that led to the Eagles scoring. Two big special team runs, punt returns by Sproles got them in positive territory, one and the other just before midfield, two 22-yard runs. The one thing I go back and look at, you mentioned the rushing stats. The defense was in position all day.
Yes.
McCoy, don't get me wrong, he's a great talent. I love his game without a doubt. Yet we had him in the backfield on several occasions where he would make one cut and get back vertical north and make it a 7-yard gain or even a 10-yard gain. And to play as well as we play defensively, going back, as we mentioned, in the preseason against the Falcons, they have to make those tackles. And if you make those tackles on first and second down, you put them in third long and you give yourself a shot on defense. So those things definitely jump out at you.
And Fred, I think we've talked about Telvin Smith being a great athletic talent, but looked like there were a couple of occasions today where McCoy really showed him his welcome to the NFL moments there and you know, kind of shook him. He wasn't the only one, and McCoy will do that to you, but looked like McCoy was able to use his aggressiveness against him a few times today.
Yeah, McCoy, I saw, and this is just being a backseat driver right now that I'm retired, but I get that itch, man. When I see it, I'm like, whoa, that's a cut. That's a take advantage. And Telvin, you know, welcome to the big leagues. But again, Shady's he's shady. You can't go out tackling shadows. And you know, that one dead leg and get back vertical. You know, he cuts it back, gets you going front side, and make those one cut downhill and hit you out the back door. He can jump cut and make your defensive end or your trailing linebacker miss as well anytime he gets a one-on-one. And you just got to stay disciplined, be in position. But more than that, you have to finish. And the only way you finish is you have to, you know, trip him up, let the convoy, you know, rally and try and get those tackles, get him in, you know, better position to make those tackles. And that's all we have to do. We're in a lot of good positions. We just have to execute, finish, make those tackles.
And we've talked, Fred, about the talent level on this team going up, and it's pretty evident to see that it is improved, but still that depth in some areas. When you lose Cyprian, I thought Josh Evans got abused on a few plays out there. And the one play where you referenced with Darren Sproles on the 4th-and-1, whether or not the safeties were out of position, one guy you were missing in the middle on that play was Paul Posluszny, who had gone to the sideline for a few plays there when he got hurt his leg, able to come back. So you see the drop-off with these guys. Even though the talent level is rising with the starting lineup, it's still not quite where it needs to be.
You know, obviously, throughout the course of the year, the young guys are going to get better. The backups are going to get better. Yet, as you mentioned, the talent level isn't quite where it needs to be. Although, you know, we have a good mix. There's a pretty good mix of veteran guys. There's some depth up front. So as long as we could try our best to stay healthy, get the young guys to learn as the season goes. It's a very long season. And those guys are going to always be called upon at some point throughout the season. You know, the safety position, we were down to the third safety at one point. You know, Paz went out a couple plays after he went out, bang, the Darren Sproles play happened. So, I mean, you just have to try and get more time on tape, more reps in practice to allow guys an opportunity to develop, because you're going to need to call on them throughout the course of the season. But I think they'll be fine.
Fred Taylor, we'll be back with you in just a moment when we return on Jaguars postgame. A look around the NFL, Week 1. The early games are in the books, a couple overtime games today, too. A little more analysis from Fred Taylor down in Western Florida, Mike Dempsey and myself coming up. 34-17 Eagles, a Week 1 winner. More after this on Jaguars Radio.
Today's post-op press conference is brought to you by Baptist Health, official health care provider of the Jacksonville Jaguars and home of the Baptist Center for Joint Replacement.
We're here with Jim Davidson, 52-year-old electrician, and we're asking the tough questions about total knee replacement.
Jim, congrats on a successful knee replacement, but why now? The pain affected everything I did. Every day, it was time.
Why Baptist Health, Jim?
When I attended a joint pain Q&A session with their dedicated team of orthopedic pros, I knew it was the best place to be.
How's life after the operation?
I'm mowing my own lawn, teaching my nephew how to put it in the end zone, enjoying life day in and day out without pain.
There you have it, folks. To learn about the latest treatment options, register for a free joint pain Q&A by calling 202-CARE. That's 202-CARE.
Jacksonville Jaguar Austin Pastor for Bowden Eye.
When I came to see Dr. Bowden, he gave me options and a game plan. One of the procedures I had done was Intacs. Before, my eye was shaped like a football. Now that I've had Intacs surgery, it's more rounded like it should be, which has improved my vision. It took 5 strokes off my golf game. Dr. Bowden changed my life.
Everyone has a role in life. Taking care of your vision is ours.
Bowden Eye and Associates, keeping the First Coast focused.
Smart Pharmacy is proud to be the official pharmacy of the Jacksonville Jaguars and the unofficial sponsor of you getting better. That's because Smart Pharmacy is dedicated to customized medicine and personalized care. They use state-of-the-art innovation and old-fashioned customer service to make sure you get the medicine and attention you need when you or your family members are dealing with illness, pain, scar treatment, or hormone therapy. Visit smartpharmacy.com to find a location near you. Products available by prescription only. Customized medications have not been approved by the FDA for their intended use.
Final score in Philadelphia, 34-17, the Eagles over the Jags, week one in the books. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor will be back in a few minutes with us. Let's look around the National Football League in week one. A couple of overtime games today, including the Atlanta Falcons. They had an overtime field goal after a Marcus Colson overtime fumble on the opening possession for the Saints. 37-34, the Falcons are 1-0. Big win today.
That is a big win. Atlanta. I mean, you got to get, if you're going to get the Saints in the NFC South, you better get those home games. That's what the Falcons able to do.
Steelers had a 27-3 lead at halftime, lost that lead 27 all, but a late field goal for the Steelers gives Pittsburgh the win, 30-27 over the Browns. Hoyer had a nice game today. Led that team back in the second half, just a little bit short. The Bengals beat the Ravens 23-16 in Baltimore. A late touchdown for AJ Green got it done. Bills over the Bears in overtime, 23-20. Long run for Jackson in overtime set it up. The Bills with the overtime field goal get the win. Titans in the AFC South, a winner over the Chiefs, 26-10. The Titans locker with a fine day, 22-33, 2 touchdowns through the air. A final in South Florida, and get ready for this one. The Patriots are in last place. 33-20 lost the Dolphins over the Patriots. Gronkowski had a touchdown, but a 23-point second half for Miami. They shut out the Patriots in the second half and get the win. A game that is underway currently. The Panthers without Cam Newton today. They lead the Buccaneers 7-0. Into the first quarter, the 49ers over the Cowboys 21-3. A couple other finals we missed, too. Vikings over the Rams, big winner, 34-6. Maurice Jones-Drew, not much of a factor today for the Raiders. The Jets win 19-14. Geno Smith, a really nice day, 23-28 passing for New York. The Texans, it wasn't pretty, and they Jadeveon Clowney left the game with a knee injury, but the Texans beat the Redskins 17-6.
Yeah, that's the big thing, what is Clowney's status coming out of that game, but the defense played very well all day long. Really, Robert Griffin III completed a high percentage of his passes today, but it looked like they were all going sideways. So probably some good pressure coming from Houston. We weren't watching that one. But, you know, that's the other side of this. The Jags were poised to maybe pull off the biggest surprise of the day. It yes. probably belongs to Buffalo now with that win in Chicago. But now you fall behind because already Houston and Tennessee, and particularly Tennessee, Jake Locker with Wisenhunt, you wanted to watch that to see if he could finally put the pieces together of his career. And early returns, first game, pretty promising. So both the Titans and the Texans coming away with W's.
The final score in Philadelphia, though, the Eagles over the Jaguars, 34-17. When we come back, more with Fred Taylor. We'll have the Baptist Health System injury report as well. A couple of guys banged up for the Jags today. We'll get the latest on that. More after this on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Microsoft Surface is the official tablet and sideline technology sponsor of the NFL. While you're watching NFL games at home, Surface tablets are in the stadium and on the sidelines. Surface enriches the NFL by providing technology for players and coaches on the sidelines to help them make the right decisions to win games. And for fans at home, Surface tablets allow them to be more productive, including in their fantasy football leagues. The only tablet trusted by the NFL, but built for the fans. Get yours at a Microsoft store today. The most productive tablets on the planet do more.
I'm Michaela Bradley, wife of Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley. My husband is always prepared with a game day plan, and so am I. As a busy mom, I'm always looking for easy ways to save time. Publix helps me tackle everything from pregame prep to postgame cleanup with prices that are never out of bounds.
This week at Publix, assorted Febreze Aerifex and Set and Refresh items are on sale, 2 for $5.
Available at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
When you watch Jaguars football, you just can't help but think of Snyder's of Hanover flavored pretzel pieces.
But what in the world does football have to do with pretzel pieces?
Simple. The tradition, the passion, the flat-out boldness. In fact, Snyder's of Hanover pretzel pieces had so much bold flavor, they had to break them into pieces. Which, coincidentally, is what the Jaguars defense is going to do to opposing quarterbacks. Snyder's of Hanover flavored pretzel pieces. So much bold flavor, they had to break them into pieces.
Okay, sports fans, it's game time at the Built Ford Tough Sales Event. Ford F-150 with EcoBoost has smash-mouth power with efficiency. Ford Super Duty, boom. That's how you punch it right up the gut, pal. And here's another stat, folks. F-Series has been America's best-selling truck for 37 straight years. That's called a dynasty, baby. Now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, score big savings on the hardest-hitting lineup of trucks on the field. Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, only at your local Ford dealer.
Steinmark has never been better. If you've been in lately, you'll notice right away. If you've never been, prepare to be wowed. You'll find even more brand and designer names in fashion, home decor, gifts, with prices up to 60% off department store prices every day. You'll never look better, and you'll always pay less. Find the store nearest you at steinmark.com. You're gonna save a lot.
Hey, Jags fans, put that cash back in your wallet and break out the Jaguars Visa debit card instead. Available exclusively through EverBank, you can score one by visiting a local financial center or at everbank.com/JagsCard. This card yields to no one and is yours free when you open an EverBank Yield Pledge checking account featuring powerful mobile banking apps and unlimited U.S. ATM reimbursements if you maintain a minimum average balance. So claim your Jags card at a local EverBank financial center near you or by visiting everbank.com/JagsCard. Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Final score from Philadelphia, the Eagles 34, Jaguars 17. Jaguars postgame continues. JP Shadrick with Mike Dempsey in the HananiaAutos.com studio at Everbank Field in Jacksonville. Fred Taylor is with us on the phone line from Weston, Florida tonight. It is time for the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. And Mike, a couple guys left and came back. Poslesny, one of those. Gerhardt certainly came back, but the real concerns about Jonathan Cyprian and that head injury.
We've seen guys hit their head on the turf before. I really don't know if I've ever seen someone who appeared to have his head moving as fast as Cyprian's was. You know, he landed kind of on his butt, and then like a lever, his back and head just slammed into the turf. And I don't know if he was knocked out cold. I know the guys on the radio broadcast said it. They thought he might have been. He certainly was laying there motionless for a while. It was a great sign to see him get up and walk off, but he was clearly woozy, and you got to figure good chance that he might not be available for you in week two.
Fred, you ever seen one like that, and have you ever had one like that?
Nah, man, he was out cold. Mike, watching it from television, he was out cold, and man, it scared me. You know, just for you to fall on your butt and then slam the back of your head to the ground, that's just as bad as they talk about the frontal injuries when you're delivering an impact. So the game is tough. Regardless of the rule changes and how much they try to protect the guys, falling and hurting and injuring yourself is also, you know, part of the game. So, I pray for a quick, swift recovery for Sip, man. He's going to definitely be much needed back there.
We mentioned this earlier. Toby Gerhart, you know, left the game after the horse collar tackle, the apparent ankle injury, came back, didn't seem to quite have that. He had a couple of bursts later, but wasn't really the same kind of guy. It's something to watch moving forward, and that's something. Well, the tackle like that is a reason why there's a flag on that play, certainly, but for him to come back after that injury is pretty tough, too.
Toby's a tough kid. Yeah, right there, man. I was calling either MCL or high ankle sprain. Thank God it was only a lower sprain to his ankle. And the momentum, not momentum, but the adrenaline, I apologize, guys. Usually the adrenaline throughout the day, you know, you take a pain pill here or there to try and curb that pain a little bit by doing anything to try and get your guys a win. Typically what I found throughout my career is those Tuesday mornings, the Wednesday padded practice, that's when you really feel it. So you got to keep a close eye on it throughout the week, see how severe it actually really was. Otherwise, we'll be seeing another running back there against the Redskins.
Fred Taylor joining us. Fred, we'll be back with you in just a moment for the final segment. The final score from Philadelphia, 34-17, the Eagles over the Jags. We'll preview next week's matchup in Washington and wrap up Jaguars postgame after these words on the Jaguars Radio Network.
360 Access is your source for VIP experiences, fan travel, and game day hospitality for college and professional sports nationwide. So as you ponder the college football and pro games you're planning to attend, there's only one option for you to consider: 360 Access. You don't want to mess around when it comes to game time. The 360 Access team of experts are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure you have the best experience at the biggest games of the year. Visit 360access.com.
The Jaguars proudly call EverBank Field home, and now it's your turn to call EverBank home for all your mortgage needs. If it's competitive rates, maximum cash flow, or possibly even a jumbo loan you're after, EverBank has the answer. From their winning lineup of home loan solutions to their dedicated team of experts, it's time you put this hometown financial leader to work for you. To make your move to EverBank today, connect with their mortgage experts locally or online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of your Jacksonville Jaguars. EverBank is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC and MLS 399805.
Jaguar fans, Tony Buscelli here. The water in our area is hard and can taste terrible. It ruins faucets and appliances and causes you to buy bottled water. Colgan Water, the official water of the Jacksonville Jaguars, treated the water at my home with a Colgan Water treatment system, and now my family enjoy great Colgan Water everywhere. Our hard water spots and films are gone, and we can drink water from our kitchen sink. Contact your Colgan man at ycolgan.com and ask about their water treatment special starting as low as $9.95 per month. Colgan, better water, pure and simple. Limited time offer, dealer participation may vary.
At Pepperidge Farm, baking is more than a job. It's a real passion. Each day, their bakers take the time to make every cookie, pastry, cracker, and loaf of bread the best way they know how, by using good ingredients, like real chocolate in their Milano cookies, 100% whole grain flour baked into their whole grain breads, and real cheddar cheese baked into their goldfish crackers. It's the little things that make simple food taste special. They believe in doing things right, and they just happen to love it.
Final segment of Jaguars postgame. Final score in Philly in week one. Eagles 34, Jags 17. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor on the phone line from Weston, Florida for the final segment today. Boy, this is a tough one to take because everybody's so excited after the first half. Couple missed opportunities towards the end of the half. The missed field goal, the blocked field goal, points you'd like to have going into that halftime locker room, but the defense was playing well, getting pressure on Foles, creating turnovers, the Jags offense converting those into scores. But as we said earlier, Mike and Fred, there were some of those stats, though, that just didn't look right. The rushing total wasn't there. The third downs were not there. And if that was going to continue to grow, it could be a bad day for this Jags team, and it proved to be.
And I think, Fred, you know, coming in, you had to be a little concerned because the running game didn't show much in the preseason, and you knew you were going to be without Cecil Short. So for Allen Hurns to really come up big the way he did in that first quarter and give the Jags a lift and have them be able to convert those turnovers into points, that was big. But I think the second half, not that I expected them to get shut out today, but I didn't expect them to go up and down the field with Philly like the first half indicated they might.
Yeah, I mean, still, just going back and, you know, I always try and pull out the positives, especially after you know, going through the type of preseason that we went through with the offensive line, I think other than the Bortles story, the offensive line was next in line as the big storyline. But I thought they played fairly well today, although there were a few scares, a couple high snaps there. Yet we didn't turn the ball over other than that one fumble late, fumble recovery. So there are some good things. And as we go, they'll get better up front, which should make the run game better. If the run game gets better, we should be able to sustain some drives, convert some third downs. Because even going back, just playing the game over in my mind, there were a few third and short, second and short, you know, not necessarily just the third and long, but the short yardage stuff is what you need to convert. And we didn't do that. It caught up with us in the second half. So going back to the drawing board, going to find a way to get those second and ones, you know, and those third and ones. Even if you go second and one play action and come back with a third and one, you got to, if you're going to line up in a statement formation, all offensive linemen, you want to be able to carve out 12 inches so you can sustain those drives. And I think that's what Gus and the coaching staff is going to look at, going to come out better against Washington and play a better game, come home with some smiles on their faces next week.
Fred, let's talk about the quarterback position just for a minute here. And the numbers are what the numbers were for Chad Henne today. And, you know, he probably had a drop or two along the way, but he also missed some very convertible throws, and that contributed to the lack of third down conversions today. Overall, how would you assess how Henne played? And just moving forward, how long is the leash going to be? I don't think Gus Bradley, I think he's made it pretty clear he's going to let Henne ride it out for a little while, but how long is that little while if the overall play of the offense doesn't improve?
You know, I think if he were out there, you know, just fumbling the ball every snap or either throwing an interception, turning the ball over, he'd manage the ball game. The stats aren't, you know, that attractive. They're not terribly bad. Those early plays, the big plays up over to Hearns, a couple other throws there, few passes went off mark, but those things are going to happen to a pro quarterback. So he didn't play terrible, and I think the leash is where it is. I think they stick to the plan, you know, unless Henne just goes out there and have back-to-back three-pick games. So he's playing okay right now to start. I think you leave him in there, he's the more prepared guy. Philly did come with some blitzes, a few exotic things, saw a couple cornerbacks come off, saw safeties down in the box. I don't know if Bortles can handle that. All we saw was very simple defenses in the preseason for him, nothing that complex. So I think you leave Chad in there, give him another opportunity. The defense, you know, the defense had an opportunity to close the ball game out. It was a 17-0 shutout in the first half. And any time, especially from a defensive-minded coach like Gus, he's going to go back and say, guys, this is on us. Regardless of what happened on the offense, this is still on us. If we don't let them score, we win the ball game. So I expect some of that talk in the locker room this week. But you keep Chad in the driver's seat until he just falls off the cliff with a few bad games back-to-back, and then you insert Bortles. But for now, my thoughts are to keep Chad at the position.
Fred Taylor, the Washington Redskins fell to the Houston Texans today 17-6. Not much of a day at all for RG3, and that's next week's opponent in Washington. What do you know about the Redskins?
Well, I know there's been a whole lot of talk on whether to call them the Redskins or not. Other than that, I have to get back and study those guys. But RG3, you know, between he and Kirk Cousins, I think they have a pretty good tandem of quarterbacks up there, regardless of who's going to be the starter or not. You know, bringing in DeSean Jackson, a big play threat, Pierre Garçon, you know, the guys in the backfield, Alfred Morris. You know, so they have some playmaking abilities down there, Reed at tight end. So we still have to get out there and be on our P's and Q's defensively. Offensively, just want to get out there and convert the third downs. Yep. Regardless of who's out there, run your offense, stay aggressive. You know, call it, run it, execute it, put points on the board, and that's what I want to see next Sunday.
Fred, really well done. We will talk to you as the week goes along and certainly on the pregame show before that Jags-Redskins matchup. Great job.
Oh, JP, man, I wish I could be smiling right now, but, you know, man, this is tough for me. I know it's tough for the Jags fans back home, but we'll get it. We'll get one sooner or later here.
Well done. Fred, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon. That's Fred Taylor joining us from Weston, Florida tonight. Tough one today, Mike.
15 to go. I hope we get more than one.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's a marathon, soon. Not a sprint.
Yeah,
it's a long
certainly
season.
In position. I don't know what Fred's feeling, man. I mean, you're in position. You're up 17 to nothing. There's so many things. You look back, the second half could have gone this way, could have gone that way. It went the way it went.
Next week, we'll be on the air locally in Jacksonville with the Publix Tailgate Show at 10 o'clock. 12 noon, the network coverage begins outside of Jacksonville with Countdown to Kickoff. And for right now, those on the flagship station here in Jacksonville, 1010 XL, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is coming up. Jaguars Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Jags Manager of Radio is Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are the producers. For Fred Taylor, Jeff Loggeman, and Mike Dempsey, this is J.P. Shadrick saying good evening. The final score from Philly, Eagles 34, Jaguars 17. We'll see you next week on the Jaguars Radio Network.